Finding Healing, A Personal Testimony by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. Back in October 2016, I wrote this in my devotional. Today, I thank God I feel Him every day. I love Him every day. There's no more highs and lows. I feel pretty stable today, emotionally and mentally. I didn't think I'd ever get here. Jesus, He has done it all. He truly is a great and awesome and wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. I love Him so much. And I ended with this verse. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. I share this to let you know that there is healing and deliverance with Jesus. No matter how long it may take, hang in there. He heals and He delivers. The key thing I am experiencing again and again is healing through prayer. It is so important to spend time with Him. He is our only source of power in this life. He is the Word of God made manifest. It is good to read about Him, to talk about Him, and to hear about Him. But reading and talking and hearing about Him isn't going to get us closer and deeper to Him as we should be. You're not going to know a person just by reading about them or talking about them or hearing about them. To really know them, you must talk to them yourself, to know who they really are. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. Jesus is the Word of God revealed to us. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing of the Word. Romans 10, verse 17. But when you're talking to the Word Himself, you come to know Him for yourself. Isn't that so much better than just knowing about God? God's Word comes alive in your heart. He is speaking personally to you now. It's no longer God speaking to Apostle Paul or Apostle Peter or to Moses at Mount Sinai. It's God speaking to me, to Sheila. It is beyond amazing. He is that great. He is that powerful and real. He is not confined in one book alone that men in the day of King James VI in England during the 1600s decided to put together and call it the Bible. He is greater than the Bible. John the Beloved tells us, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. John 21, verse 25. He is greater than what man can put together. Jesus is the Spirit of God that spoke the world into existence and created me in my mother's womb. He knows me, my beginning and my ending. He knows what I have gone through in this life, my every pain and shame and hurt and disappointments. He knows my every thought and every feeling, my every desire and longing. And He wants to reveal Himself to me because He loves me. He died for this very reason, to bring me near and close to Him. He loves me for me and wants to talk to me so that He can show me who He is and the great things He has in store for me. In talking to Jesus Christ, and sharing my heart and soul to Him, He lets me know that I am loved and I am precious in His sight. He lets me know that nothing is too hard with Him, and that He can heal and that He can satisfy every longing I have in my heart. Through Him, my faith increases. Through my communion and talks with Him, I get to see God. Isn't it so much better to know God for yourself, personally and deeply? This is what I've learned. To know Christ, to know Him for myself, I must spend time with Him. By talking and listening, spending as much time as I need to feel whole inside. He is power. He gives life. He is real and He is life everlasting to me. I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalm 30, verses 1 through 5. Prayer. Father, I thank You for Your undying love. I thank You that You never ever change. You remain the same yesterday, today, and will be forever. I thank You that You will be here for me until the end of my life. I thank You, Jesus, and I love You. I pray, Savior, for Your continued mercy and grace and forgiveness upon my soul today. Help me to continue to love You and spend time in prayer with You. Without You, I am nothing. I am lost. I need You every day. Help me to keep coming to You and to know You more and seek after You. I pray this, Father, in Your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Amen.